under no circumstances do I believe this is going to be his last year. Because I think LeBron James is the kind of a player and the kind of personality that wants to be celebrated and he wants to be appreciated. I thought when you saw him with tears and ultimately crying and covering his face when he was in Cleveland and they were celebrating him the way that they did, and it meant the world to him. I think that's what he wants to see around the league. And to be quite honest with you, he deserves it because of what he's meant to the game of basketball. Nobody's going to belabor anything here. We all know our history with each other. You understand? But it doesn't take away from his greatness. People have differences all the time in the media with professional athletes and all of that stuff. Does not take away from his greatness. Does not take away from what he's done for the game. Does not take away from what he's meant to the world of sports. Does not deny or negate the fact that we will miss him when he is gone. And when he caught that alley-oop last night and had Reggie Miller out of his seat broadcasting the game with Jamal Crawford and those boys, I mean, it was something special to see. When you saw him hugging Melo, when Melo was doing the pregame with Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady, T-Mac, by the way, they're doing an outstanding job out of Ray. The wonderful Maria Taylor was hosting it with them. I mean, when you see this kind of stuff, you see the celebration and whatever. It's what it's all about.